Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances, where we believe that finances shouldn't be confusing. You don't have to face it alone, and you can have confidence for every financial decision. My name is Crystal Langdon, and I am joined today by my co-host, George Amador III. Hi, G.
Thanks for having me, as always.
I always say it the same way every time, so we might get a little bit old with it, but I love having G here. G, I've been doing this for over 20 years, and it is so nice to have a co-host with me, so I'm just so glad you're here.
I appreciate it.
Well, for the last 3 weeks, we've really been hammering on the strategies for savings. And for those who are just turning in, if I can talk, they will know that we do more than just life insurance.
For sure.
We are certified financial planners. We look at the holistic picture. We definitely want to do investments. We want to have the proper protection in place. But we also want to make sure we deal with the issue of savings.
Yep.
And that's what we've spent a lot of time on. But today, well, today I am going to go into the protection arena, because today I want to talk about legacy.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times individuals will say to me, I'm single, I don't have kids, what am I doing thinking about life insurance? What does legacy have to do with anything for me? Mm. But gee, I think a lot of times what we need to do, and there's usually in life, it's so hard, you get so busy that you don't take time to do it, is that you have to slow down enough to think about, what is the impact that I want to make here on earth?
Mm.
What is it that I want to do? Yes, we do want to bless our kids. We want to bless our families. But there are churches, there are organizations, there are places that we can have impact,
yeah,
with just a little bit of effort on our end.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for years I served on the board for the New Yorkers Family Research Foundation.
Mm.
And so many people would call and they'd say, I don't have very much money, but I want to give X amount of dollars. And we began to talk, and we talked about the fact that they could take that small amount of money and they could buy a life insurance policy. And not that I don't ever want to see anyone pass away, but as they began to pass away, these $50,000, $75,000, $100,000, $200,000 death benefits began to come in. And those things can make an impact. So as we talk about legacy today, it's so important that people don't discredit themselves and say, well, if I have this in place, then I think legacy.
Yeah.
I think if every person has impact, every person has vision, and we've just got to really take time to settle down and say, what is my purpose here?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the biggest reason why most people get life insurance,
mm-hmm,
is due to the death benefit.
Right.
We're always looking at that as a component. And I think we've spent a good amount of time over the last 3 weeks talking through why it's good to own it and why,
mm-hmm,
it's good to use it for life and while you're alive. But we can't overlook the fact that this can be a huge benefit to your family, your,
mm-hmm,
children, your children's children, your charity, your church, all of it. And it really comes down to, okay, if I am going to spend the time and invest and use my money, and,
mm-hmm,
again, we get really good benefits from using our money through this and create our wealth, we are also going to give back. And that's a win-win, in my opinion, and especially if we can talk to the kingdom of God and utilize this. I mean, there's countless stories of individuals who's helped churches and universities and charities all throughout the world by using the proceeds of their life insurance for drastic change for really the expansion of the gospel. And I think it's really key that we're not just going to use it for ourselves, although a big portion,
mm-hmm,
we do want to leave a legacy for our families and our loved ones and those things that we care most about and maybe what God has called you to.
Well, a lot of times when we're sitting down with clients and we're coming in, you know, we have the first question time that we just really need to get to know them. And really, when you think about financial planning, it is a process. We get to know our clients more and more as we interact with them over the years. But I always love asking them, you know, what's the type of legacy that you want to leave?
Yeah.
If money was no object, if you could do anything, what would you do?
Yeah.
And when you can help an individual begin to dream, begin to say, you know, if money was no object, this is what I do, and that's what I do. And it's when these come alive within them, you begin to say, hey, maybe you can. Here's something we can start doing, and you begin to put the plan together.
Yeah.
I think one of the most influential stories that I had heard, this is when I just started becoming a certified financial planner. I was getting new into the business, going through all the classes. I was working with an older gentleman, and he told me the story, and I want to be careful because with all the social unrest that's going on in this country, so I want to be very careful in how I'm going to say it. But he talked about a family that immigrated here, and we'll just kind of leave it at that description, where they came to our country, they didn't have two nickels to rub together. Mm. And they literally are here, they're in this land of opportunity, which I know that people can complain and everything, but we are so blessed. Let me just say that we are so blessed as a country. So they're here, and they decided what they were going to do. They took menial jobs, whatever they could find, to get that money, and they bought life insurance. So here they are, just eking out an existence. It literally was. They didn't use it for wealth creation as far as in their lifetime. There were no living benefits. It was just for death benefit.
Yeah.
And they began to train their children, and this is what they began telling them. When you receive this money, you need to take half of it, and you need to invest in more life insurance policies so that we can begin to create this generation of wealth so that 3, 4, 5 generations from now, those great-great-great-grandchildren will be so financially set that they can begin to have impact in this new world, in this country that they have.
Yeah.
They said that they were willing to pay the price, to draw the line in the sand, to say, I'm going to be the generation that shifts the finances. Mm. And gee, I remember that. I remember when I went to a financial planner and they said, you're going to have to file bankruptcy.
Mm.
And I remember thinking, what impact am I ever going to have?
Mm.
And that's not a statement against anyone. That's just where I was.
Yeah.
And I just needed help getting out. And you know the story, how I found my way and said, okay, so now I'm going back and finding everyone else that's stuck back there. And we're all going to get ahead.
Yeah.
But when I began hearing about this story, I said, I don't care if it means I don't get to go out to eat, if I have to drive an older car or whatever it is I have to do. I began at that point, G, before I even unlocked the secrets of how the wealth inside a life insurance policy, the living benefits, I began to secure life insurance on myself and on my husband, because I said, if I can't live the life I want, I'm going to find a way that my children and my grandchildren would. And I remember it to this day. I said, George, we're the generation that will draw a line in the sand. And when they trace the wealth back through the whole Langdon generation, they'll know it's you and I. And I think about the people that are listening to us right now on the radio. I don't think it's any mistake that it's these listeners right now, or the people that watch us on YouTube, that they're going to have to make that decision, G. They're going to have to decide, am I going to be the one that draws a line in the sand? And you know, sometimes it's really easy to draw a line in the sand when it's convenient to you, or when you can see that all the pieces are in place, but when it costs, it's easy to push it off to the next generation, but there has to be a generation that says, yep, it's going to start with me. And I remember putting that in place. And that's why, to me, talking about life insurance and strategies for savings for the last 4 weeks, to me, is giving people an opportunity to reach down inside and say, I'm the one. And I'm giving them the only tools that I know is to say, yes, you can be the one.
Yeah.
Let's sit down together and talk.
Feel like I'm in church.
Yeah. But you know, I think it's so real.
Yeah, no, it is. It absolutely is. And it's so important to understand. I mean, you know, I can be as bold to say, you want to break generational curses in your life? This might be a way to do it.
Yep.
And it's really real. I mean, you can end poverty lines for your family with life insurance.
All day long.
The power of leverage that you have for, I can pay this much money to get so much of benefit for my family. It might not be for me, but my next generation is going to have the wealth that I wanted to work for, right? And so it is super important. And then, you know, it's really about, today's all about legacy, right?
Yes.
It's all about what does it mean to leave a lasting legacy for my loved ones and for really what God has called me to.
Mm-hmm.
And life insurance is a very practical, very real tool.
Yes.
For you to leave a lasting legacy.
So let's talk about the practical application of it. Once, and again, we're always about this. What's our thought process? Here's what the strategy is. We're going to have kingdom impact. We're going to have generational impact. We're going to change things up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do for my kids what I wish someone had done for me.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm going to put that in place. So how does that look? Let's talk a little bit about beneficiaries, contingent beneficiaries? Like, let's get a little tactical.
Sure,
here.
Absolutely. So we have to understand, right, that now that you have passed away, essentially, this is when this all begins in terms of legacy, right? So if I had passed away yesterday, basically what now happens is my beneficiary will receive my death benefit. Now, let me just pause for a moment. My beneficiary receives my benefit tax-free.
That's huge.
Tax-free benefit. If you are to inherit life insurance, you are going to get a tax-free inheritance. That's very important. That's another big reason why we want to use something like this. Mm-hmm. So the government's not taking my money.
Right.
So we're getting tax-free benefit. Now, when you look at specifically beneficiaries, you have kind of two levels of beneficiaries. You have what's called a primary beneficiary, which usually is going to be a spouse or a child most of the time, or the person that you want the proceeds to go to. This is the first person that I want to receive. Sometimes that can be multiple people, so multiple children. You know, I think of a family that I work with who has three children. So the primary beneficiaries are the three children. They get a third, a third, a third. Now, you can also name what's called contingent beneficiaries. This is kind of the backup plan, if you will.
Yeah.
If your primary beneficiaries were not around for whatever reason, if they were to predecease you, the contingent beneficiaries would then take place.
Right.
And again, can be multiple individuals. Sometimes what people will do is they'll even go a step further and add a third as kind of like the end-all be-all. Usually that will end up being a charitable organization or a church or a company, because most of the time those are going to be around for sure. And so you can really kind of step it out a few levels. Basically say, okay, here's my primary beneficiary, whether it's my spouse, whether it's my children, and then go to kind of the next level and then the next level. That's all things you can put in place when you're doing life insurance, when you're applying for it. It doesn't have to be something where you have to wait forever. And it's also something that can be changed.
Right.
Right. So when life events happen, you can go ahead and change those beneficiaries for the policy that you own. So that's important.
So I want to talk about the life events. So this is not, I don't know why I'm smiling, but this is not a good thing. But I have seen examples where individuals have put life insurance in place, kudos, good job, and then got married and forgot to put their spouse on it. Mom and dad don't, this is a real case, mom and dad don't like the new spouse, person dies, well, mom and dad were still listed on it. So even though the spouse was married, even though there's kids involved, mom and dad got to keep the money and spouse ends up with nothing.
Oh, yeah.
So it is so critical. So here are what we can do on your little yellow sticky note, if you have one at home, if you're watching. One of the things to do is check your 401k or your 403b, any IRA that you have. And I know that those are more on the investment realm, but they will operate the same way as far as who's your primary. If something happens to you, it goes to this person. And then if that person isn't there, maybe you had listed your spouse, you and your spouse are traveling, and then you didn't list anyone thing else for the kids. You want to make sure everything's listed. On the life insurance, do the same thing. Go pull your life insurance policy. If you can't find your policy, call your life insurance agent, call your financial planner and say, I just need to double check that everything's in place. And unfortunately, this year, with everything that's happened with COVID and different things, there have been significant deaths that have happened. And you know, it's important that everyone is listed. And that's when you said life events.
Yeah, any life event. If you ever have a qualifying life event, birth of a child, death of a child, divorce, any sort of remarriage or marriage to begin with, and you buy a house, you move a state, I mean, any sort of big life event, those are good times to always go back and check your beneficiaries. And beneficiary designations, I say this a lot to people, that is like a huge thing to do, and it's a very easy thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can pretty much sometimes settle your entire financial life for an unexpected event simply by changing beneficiaries or keeping them up to date.
Huge point on that, because most people say, well, I need to have the will. Well, you need to have your beneficiaries listed on your life insurance, because I'm going to follow whatever you listed as the beneficiary on your life insurance policy. I'm not waiting for the will. I'm waiting for what does the beneficiary say?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, good practice, every 3 to 5 years, check it.
Mm-hmm.
Even better practice, any life event, check it. You just never know what happens. Life moves on and things change in our life all the time. So just going back and looking at those beneficiaries, and if you don't have a contingent, go ahead and add a contingent beneficiary. It's not going to take you long to do, and it's great coverage just in case anything happens.
Unless you're my daughter. Because when, so my daughter, I just want to talk about, because people will ask questions of how many can you have? Well, you can have actually as many as you want. So my daughter has listed her husband as the primary. Good job. Smart move. Happy home. But now, because at this point she doesn't have children, she's listed 10 of her friends. And so she took time to think through that. So a lot of times you can look at this and say, okay, well, I listed my spouse. I guess that's all I need to do. You could list a church as a contingent, yeah, but you can have several. And that was a big question she had asked me, G, is how many are we limited to? Mm. And I guess it would depend upon the life insurance company. I mean, if you have 100, you might not want to do that. But the point of the matter is those people, because she doesn't have children, those people are important to her.
Totally.
And so she's going to go ahead and put them there. So it's just, you know, one of the things that you go and you put in place.
Yes, absolutely. It's something you don't want to forget about, something that you can do very easily that can just make, you know, everything really run smoothly. God forbid something happens unexpectedly.
Right. Well, let's take a quick 30-second break. When we come back, I want to talk about what other options when it comes to legacy planning, you know, wills, healthcare proxies, how does that all fit into what we're doing strategically? And we'll be back in just 30 seconds. Although our nation is going back to work and the market is responding, how do you personally build your business, recover your investments, and restore positive cash flow? Evaluating the financial impact of COVID with a certified financial planner from Crystal Clear Finances can help identify strengths and recognize stress fractures within your financial plan. These critical insights can provide guidance, and with the right adjustments, you can confidently experience personal financial recovery. Call Crystal Clear Finances at 518-433-7181 and experience confidence for every financial decision. And we're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon, and I am joined by my co-host, George Amador III, known as G. So, G, we were talking right before the break about life insurance, using it as a legacy. Talked about you being the one, stepping up to the plate, drawing the line in the sand and saying, I'm going to change the financial independence, the financial wealth of my family by putting life insurance on me. And while I may not get to benefit from it alive, because we're not talking living benefits right now, yep, it might be just for the future. I know my children and future grandchildren will be able to trace back and say it was because of decisions I made. And that takes a lot of fortitude, George. I just want to really point on that. Yeah. It's not an easy thing, because if it was easy, everybody would do it and everybody would be wealthy. Someone's got to be the one in your family. I would encourage you, think, is it you?
Yeah.
And then we also talked about the tactical part about just going to your 401k, going to your life insurance and just saying, hey, my primary is all set. My contingent beneficiary is all set, so that you have it in place. It doesn't cost anything but your time.
Yep.
So now let's go a step further and say, how does it work in regards to you want to create legacy? There's so much out there, G, between charitable remainder trusts, wills, healthcare proxies, business succession, all of this. I'm going to pass the talking stick over to you.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to talk for a moment about the topic of estate planning and just really what it takes. And now I want to say this, a huge misconception in the world today is estate planning is only for the wealthy.
Oh, yes.
And that is not true at all. Estate planning is not making a bad day worse.
I love that.
You are in the process of mourning the loss of a loved one, and the last thing you want to do is try to hunt down financial accounts, call an attorney or a financial advisor, and try to figure out your life from there. You want a proper estate plan in place. Doesn't matter if you have two pennies or $2 million.
Yes.
You need to have a proper estate plan, because that will allow, I promise, and I have seen this time and time again, that will allow for a total peace on the financial side as you are really mourning the loss of a loved one.
Right.
So that's really, really important. Now, when we talk about estate planning, a lot of times people think it's this crazy, complex, I got to pay an attorney thousands and thousands of dollars and I can't do this, so I'm not going to have it. Well, that's really not true. You know, estate planning, again, is really making sure that when you pass away, things are in order.
Right.
Well, we talked about the number one thing you can do to have a proper estate plan. For some people, it's simply just beneficiary designations, right? We understand there's really two types of assets when you pass away. There's what are called probate assets and non-probate assets. Now, probate is just simply the court proceeding that happens following your passing, where a judge will essentially read your will to determine what happens to your assets.
And everybody gets to see it, right? That's public knowledge.
It's a public hearing. So the reason why I bring that up is some people only have probate assets, some people only have non-probate assets, and most people have both. And so really how it works is if you have a non-probate asset, meaning it doesn't have to go through the court proceeding, it is not public. The number one example is a beneficiary designated asset.
Mm-hmm.
If I have a beneficiary designated, I don't even have to include it in my will. It doesn't have to be part of probate. It's simply going to go to my beneficiaries. So if you're an individual who has, you know, 401k, IRA, life insurance, maybe some bank accounts or brokerage accounts that can have beneficiaries or TODs mm-hmm. on them, and that's all you have, you really don't have a lot of estate planning to do. Just make sure your beneficiaries are good and you're good to go. Now, probate assets are things you can't name a beneficiary to.
Mm-hmm.
So think about the art on the wall in your house or a famous baseball card collection or jewelry. You can't go write someone's name on your diamond ring and let's hope it goes there, and that's legally not gonna happen,
no.
Right? So you do have to have a will for the things that are what are called probate assets. So all those examples that I mentioned, sometimes a car, even the home itself,
mm-hmm.
or the furniture in the home, whatever you have of value, is included in your will to go to that person, right? So if I know that I can take care of all my non-probate, all the beneficiary designated stuff, and then the contents of my home or the things that are valuable are gonna go to this, and this person, I'm done.
Yeah.
Estate planning can be done pretty much that simply. It doesn't have to cost an arm and a leg and take forever.
No huge trusts and all these different things, unless you want to start doing more of long-term care plan, different things. But let's keep it right where you're at. Yes.
Correct. So it's really, really kind of basic in that realm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can, in some cases, if we don't want probate at all, sometimes probate is avoidable,
mm-hmm.
Which now we enter the world of trusts. And for sake of time today, we are not going to get into all of the trusts that are out there. If you think a trust is applicable or you want to know more, give us a call.
Absolutely.
I will be more than happy to run through how it all works. But a trust is another vehicle that you can use with estate planning that can help sometimes avoid some taxes and also avoid probate.
Right.
We're just going to leave it at that.
Yeah, that sounds good.
But really making sure that you have the will in place, making sure that you have the beneficiary designated assets is important. And then the last thing that I'll just mention real quick is what are called the healthcare proxy and the power of attorney, what are called advanced directives. So an individual that, whether you're not passed away but could be maybe incapacitated, legally not able to make a decision on your own,
mm-hmm.
which statistically will happen to a number of individuals, having someone, basically a power of attorney, is someone who acts as your signature. They're
right.
going to be able to sign checks for you, make financial decisions for you. That's someone you can appoint,
mm-hmm.
as well as a healthcare proxy to make health decisions for you.
Right.
Somebody that you can name to be able to do that. Real practical, quick example. My brother is in the real estate world and a business owner. My sister is a nurse. So guess who's my power of attorney and my healthcare proxy? Right?
Yeah.
They both have specialties, and that's a real reason. But I name those individuals. God forbid something happens to me, I can
mm-hmm.
trust that person's going to make those decisions. So just really quick and easy, those things that you can do that are easy estate planning pieces you can put in place relatively cheap,
mm-hmm.
to make sure that, again, we're not making a bad day worse.
Right.
Life insurance, how all of this fits in, let's bring it back. How all of life insurance fits in is, again, it's a non-probate asset. When
mm-hmm.
we have beneficiaries, both primary and contingent, we want to do that. But now this helps us with really where assets are to go. And here's why I say that. A lot of times without life insurance, people are strapped when it comes to paying for a funeral.
Yeah, and I really want you to talk about that.
Whether it's paying for a funeral, whether it's making sure things are taken care of, or I have assets that are maybe illiquid. Maybe I have a house. Well, we got to sell the house. Or,
right.
you know, maybe I have things that are of value and my loved ones are not going to be able to get the cash in that right away.
Mm-hmm.
Life insurance is really important because it brings liquidity.
Yes.
It brings easy access to cash right upon passing away. That's very, very important.
Huge.
People sometimes don't even realize, I mean, funerals aren't cheap. Mm-hmm. I mean, even small funerals aren't cheap. We're talking thousands of dollars to pay. Life insurance proceeds are quick and easy. Now I have that money. My loved ones have that to pay for, take care of my estate, make sure everything is in order, pay for probate if you have a larger estate. And so now we're making sure that things are in place. So again, from a tactical, very practical side, life insurance is a real big advantage for those things.
And that's such a huge point. I'm so glad that you brought that up. I didn't have that on my notes to speak about, so spot on. Because I've heard of examples before. I used to be a football fan. Mm. And when I would watch them, I've heard stories of team owners. They own, this family owned the team, or they owned the stadium. I think of the Miami Dolphins. They owned the stadium. Yeah. But because when the owner died and all that was owed in taxes and phenomenal amounts, because there was no liquidity, they had to sell it at a discount, and they lost being the owner of the team or the owner of this huge stadium. Mm-hmm. There's so many people, when you go back in and you look at the records, they have, everyone thinks they're fine, but like you said, it's all tied up. But when you have life insurance, it's that infusion of cash. So while it is the worst day emotionally, it can be the best day financially, because the cash is there. They don't have to worry about anything. They can go get things done. So thank you for speaking to that.
Yeah.
Also, just real quick, and I know we're winding down on our time, but I think it's so important that we have that infusion of cash in a business. So you want to just quickly speak to that.
Yeah, business owner is really, really important, right? You've poured your life into your business, and now something unforeseen has happened, and it's kind of like, uh-oh, I don't know what to do. My assets are tied up into my business. You know, I think of the construction companies and the real estate world. A lot of that, all those assets are illiquid.
Right.
And now the owner of the business passes away, and it's like, I don't know what to do. How are we going to do this? Can we even sell some of those assets to really maintain the business formation? Life insurance is a huge tool that business owners can use for an infusion of cash right away to make sure that that business is going to remain solvent. I'll give a quick example. My alma mater, right? And this is a very famous story. My alma mater, Liberty University, well, Jerry Falwell Sr., when he passed away in 2007, actually gave, I believe it's $29 million of life insurance proceeds to the college. Well, at that time, the college had a lot of debt, and that actually went, made the college go from the red to the black.
That's awesome.
Simply because the life insurance proceeds were there, and now look at the university is doing extremely well. That was a big catalyst moment, so business owners can use it too.
Right, and I think about the situation I'm walking through here. My son's working in here, and I look at it as, okay, I need to make sure that I've compensated for him and he can run this business, but I got two other daughters.
Yeah.
So now how do I make sure that they get a legacy? So as business owners, there's so many multiple pieces, making sure the business stays alive, making sure that there's a fair and equitable distribution of legacy. A lot to think about, a lot that we love to talk about when we're sitting with our clients. And I want to encourage you, as we draw to a close, if this is something where you say, either, first of all, I want to be the one. I'm the one. You're raising your hand saying, I'm going to draw the line in the sand and change the future generations financially because of my decisions. We need to talk. Mm-hmm. And then when you're looking at it and you're saying, you know what, I have a business, or I know that I have a lot of illiquid assets, I need to be prepared. These are things we can guide you through, walk you through, because this is what we do every day.
Absolutely.
So we're at the end of our time together. If you like what you hear, you want to hear more, please give us a call at 518-433-7181. You can visit us online and contact us through our website at crystalclearfinances.com. I want to encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube station. And I always want to remind you that I know that finances can seem confusing, but you don't have to face it alone, and you can have confidence for every financial decision. Give us a call, we'll show you how. Thank you, and God bless. This program is for educational purposes only. We understand that finances are complex. Facing them alone causes stress, resulting in wrong choices, missing out on opportunities, and having to settle for a lower standard of living. At Crystal Clear Finances, our team approach focuses on providing clarity and confidence so you can make the right financial decisions.
Investment advisory services offered through AlphaStar Capital Management, LLC. AlphaStar Capital Management, LLC, and Crystal Clear Finances are separate entities.